you ate something that didn't agree with you, and it came back up, you'd say you had to
vomit.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
Well, you could say I threw up.
Which sounds nicer?
Vomit.
Uh-huh. What about a real bad way of saying that? A crude...
Puked up or something. Puked up.
And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick? Where?
In his stomach.
Okay. And say if a boy is spending a lot of time with a girl, keeps on going over to the same girl's house and so on, you'd say that he's...
Like that girl.
He's doing what? He's...
Staying all this time over there with that girl.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say courting or sport?
Yeah, could say he's courting that girl. Uh-huh. Courting the girl, going to see that girl, you know, courting.
Uh-huh.
Well, courting and going to see is all the same.
Uh-huh. What do people say now?
He's going with that girl. He takes that girl out for his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. And he's her...
boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, then his little brother will say that he's been...
Huh? If he got lipstick on his mouth.
Yeah.
That's like the fella once. He come up with some lipstick on his shoulder so you could say he been kissing. But you know the best way to do?
What's that?
You're going to make a kiss, take your hanky, take her hanky and wipe it off. And don't get it on his mouth. Ain't it? Ain't
yeah.
it? Huh? Going to get caught up with you, just we'll wipe it off and not get caught up with.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
I guess
you know, sometimes you didn't want them to know it now. Every time a girl coached a boy, she didn't want nobody to know it.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Every time a boy called a girl, he didn't want nobody to know it, he might have another girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That girl might have another boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
But yet and still, she took up with him, understand?
Uh-huh.
And so she didn't want him to know it, so don't get the lipstick on you so you wouldn't know it.
When a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say that she...
Done quit him.
Uh-huh. And say, he asked her to marry him, but she...
wouldn't marry him.
She,
or she said yeah.
Uh-huh.
You could say yeah, and you could say he wouldn't. She wouldn't marry him.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say she gave him the sack or jilted him or turned him down? Or
she turned him down, yeah. You could say she turned him down, she wouldn't marry him.
Uh-huh. You say, well, they were engaged and all of a sudden
she... That's right. Turned him down. Something must have happened.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they was engaged.
Uh-huh. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, he's called the...
called the bride.
Or the
bride and the groom.
Or the boy that stands up.
The boy
up.
Is called the groom and she called the bride.
Uh-huh. You know? Well, sometimes a groom has his best friend up there, you know, some
oh,
boy.
Yeah, you'd have a... Well, that'll be a waiter-like, but
uh-huh.
It'll be someone else standing upside of you and someone standing beside her.
What would you call the one standing beside her?
Or the bride and the groom. No, what you call that, the waiter?
You call both of them the waiter?
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, of course, I've had them standing up there. I've been up there, standing up there. But now, look, you know I oughtn't have too much regulation at it. 54 years ago now, so when this happened with me, I ought to be accountable for God somewhere, don't I? 54 years now. I've been married to her 54 years.
Gosh.
Huh? 54 years. Now, you know, ain't that birth been all right wedding, wasn't it?
I guess it was.
Her name and my name near about the same. My name Roosevelt.
Uh-huh.
Her name Rosetta.
Uh-huh.
She was born the 3rd of May, and I was born the 30th of May.
Huh.
We married in May. Now, we none of that wasn't thought of when we was courting and marrying.
Uh-huh.
But that's just the way it happened. We married in May, was born in May, and both of us was born in May. Both two May children.
Uh-huh.
Now, how did that come out? Just having to run in luck like that, see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her name, my name, almost same, Roosevelt and Rosetta.
Uh-huh.